Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is in the house with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk with one of your other patients, Pam. How about you give us a little background about her?
Yeah, well, Pam wasn't even sure why she came to see us. And when we sat down and talked with Pam, we found out there were a number of things going on, none of which she would ever come to have seen us for. The fact that her kidney measurements were starting to go down. She had eczema, problems with the right knee, AFib at times, not very often. But you know what was really interesting is she had a series of 5 bumps on her head, and she'd had one of them removed surgically. So anyway, she was in to find out what we were about, and I'll probably let her take it from there.
All right. Well, let's get her on the show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks.
Man, sounds like you had a lot going on.
Well, yeah, but as he said, I wasn't really sure. I just kind of came in for a quality of life, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just come check it out. Listened to your radio programs for over a year, and I thought, okay, maybe it's my turn.
So in your mind, did you think all these things were kind of related, or what exactly was your mindset when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Oh, I didn't think there was any continuity to them whatsoever. They were all so different. And I didn't even think, except the kidney things were probably my primary concern. But I didn't think anything was related at all, just to my surprise.
Now, tell me about these bumps on your head. You had surgery on your head.
Well, I did. They're like, I laughed and called them my horns on my head, and there were about 5 of them. And I did have one removed surgically, and then all of a sudden, a month later, I just went, because they ask you a month into it, you know, well, how's everything? And then I realized, oh, those bumps are gone. So everything kind of started falling into place, and it really surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Yardley, I want to pause here for a second. You got all these conditions. You got eczema, AFib, you got kidneys, you got bumps in the head. They don't seem to be related. Explain to all of us how these things are, in fact, related.
Well, it's all about the difference between disease care and health care. Disease care is to take each one of these things, examine it, test it, measure it, and give it a name. Mm-hmm. And then develop a strategy to try and get rid of it. Disease care paradigm. We, on the other hand, function in a healthcare paradigm. We don't ask any of those questions at all. We simply ask one question. Why is this body not healing? What is stopping it from happening? And then we deal with the brain-body connection and correcting and empowering that body's ability to heal itself. And then it's real simple. We sit back and see what happens.
And Pam, I want to take a second to talk a little bit about what it's like to be treated by Dr. Yardley. You know, we talk to a lot of people here in the show, and they often say that the first time that he treats them, it's almost as if he barely touches him. It's like very little has happened. What was it like for you? Was it gentle? Was it like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee, why don't you explain to us, tell us a little bit about micro-adjustments and why they're so subtle.
Some of the most powerful things in the world are subtle. And but people mistakenly think that this is like voodoo or something like that. And it's actually based more on physics and mechanics than probably anything else you'll get done from a health standpoint. The forces are incredibly light, incredibly gentle, but at the same time, very powerful, leading to profound changes in the body.
Okay, Pam, so you've started care. How long did it take before you started to notice some differences in your body?
It was about 3 weeks, maybe a month. And then that's when I realized, wow, the things in my head are gone. And so, you know, just little things. When they ask you things that are wrong, you have to tell them every silly little unrelated thing you could possibly think of, because all of us, those things are gone.
So, Pam, I want to go down a list here of your various maladies and see how you've ended up after your treatment with Dr. Yardley. Let's start first with the eczema. How'd that go?
Oh, gosh. Now, it's been about 6 months, and it's probably about 95% gone.
Gotta love that. That's a good result, huh?
That was after 2 years of going to dermatologists and using every prescription, everything. And, I'm really happy with that.
Scores on your kidneys. Okay, did you have some improvement in that area?
Absolutely. When I went back in, they said, you're good to go. Come back in 6 months. So we'll see. So that was my biggest worry and really the reason that I went.
Let's talk about the bumps on your head. You were worried that you would have to go back to surgery. Did you, in fact, have to go back to surgery?
Nope, they're totally gone.
Wow. So it sounds like the treatments that Dr. Yardley did, the micro adjustments, did in fact restore the brain and body connection. They're talking to each other more effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know, other than what he says, it's hard to explain it to people, but all I can tell you is it works.
So, Pam, what would you tell other people who might have the kind of conditions you had, bumps in the head, eczema, kidneys? What would you tell them about Dr. Yardley?
I tell them go and at least check it out. It's worth it.
Excellent. Well, Pam, I'm delighted that you are having such a great experience with Dr. Yardley. Thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks, you too.
Boy, Dr. Yardley, she just sounds so pleased. You know, everybody comes in for a different reason. I had lower back pain. She had eczema, bumps on her head, kidney, AFib. So people just need to come in and find out if they're a candidate for care with you, right?
That's right.
Does this all sound a little too good to be true to you? Are you still a little bit skeptical? Believe me, I was for the longest time. But if it's starting to make a little bit of sense, if you're curious, then why not contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you are, in fact, a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And as always, we offer to make it worth your while. If you call right now, you're going to receive a $148 value for a mere prepayment with a credit card of just $38. Now, that's for the initial consult. It's all non-invasive. They do some testing. They've got a series of metrics that help them to determine if, in fact, they can help you. So we want to make sure that the Yardley Institute can take care of you. The number to call is 866-529-1105. Now, remember, it's a $148 value, but you'll get it for just $38 if you call right now during the show. 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. You're going to need your credit card. It's for a prepayment, $38. Call right now during the show. Make that appointment with Dr. Yardley and find out if, in fact, you are a candidate for care. 866-529-1105. Now, don't go away. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.